guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. It's kind of an interesting time because usually all the articles that I like to read through and all the girl power women complaining and all the other groups of people that like to complain about men and how awful things are, and well, they're all gone all of a sudden. I went looking through to try to find some interesting stories, and there really aren't many. And the ones that aren't out there aren't really getting any traction. It's almost as if, well, we have other things to worry about now, right now, don't we? So all those people that said they had really big problems and, you know, this is a crisis and things are terrible because of XYZ. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. So what I did is kind of surfing around today. I wanted to pull out a few screenshots of some things and talk about it a little bit. And then we'll get to the kind of the main topic that I wanted to talk about, which, let me see if I can find the article, which is a young guy that I pointed out just yesterday three videos ago that I showed that was licking deodorant and doing other things that, you know, times like this, I think, are going to bring out the best in people, and they're going to bring out the worst in people. They're going to show who really has their things together, their life together, their finances together, their emotions together, their being together, and those that don't. So let's start looking at some articles. You'll see what I'm talking about here. This is actually from Ronan Man, and it's he's on Twitter at Ronan Man MGTOW. And he shared this. He says, once again, in crisis, men come through. For a short moment in time, men are not deemed toxic garbage by the media. And that's true. A lot of those stories have evaporated almost instantly. Here we have a story from a Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk. And you know, I've read from that one before. That's usually very much bashing on dudes. But it says, the ventilators made from diving masks in Italy. A Brescia-based startup firm has offered the contraptions for free to local hospitals in the region of Lombardy, which is at the center of, and it goes on. I didn't pull up the whole story. But what it is they took basically, it looks like they had diving masks, and they've now scanned them and 3D printed them and modified them so that they can be quickly and efficiently slipped over the head, and you can hook the vent hose to the top and it will equalize pressure in the lungs without having to intubate and put it down inside the chest. So this is a win. It's a very big win. Not only have they made something completely new, but they've also done it in very quick response time, and they're also making it and they're giving it for free. And I thought that's just such a great, great story. You know, so many times we it's easy to pick on people for doing negative things, which we will do in a moment because it's what I do. But it's always nice to see somebody that does something amazing like this. You know, Tesla, Ford, GM, General Motors here in the United States have started cranking out ventilators. Elon Musk, I don't know how much he spent, but he just bought either tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, and he bought them from China, but he bought ventilators with either Tesla or his own personal finances and then donated them to places, I think here in the United States and maybe some overseas. You know, but these are guys owning companies, these bad companies, because they're, you know, very, very rich. But they're also reaching out and doing some good for the community. And you can even say, hey, yeah, but Tesla's going to get paid by the government for those ventilators. So it's a way they can make money instead of selling cars. Good on them. You know, good on them. Good for being creative and changing in the way in which they're making money that will still help people. But he didn't have to spend his money to get the other stuff. So there was a young man who copied, if you watched the other video, I was making fun of the young girl that started the bug challenge by licking a toilet. Another guy or other people have apparently decided to copy her because they think it's cool and will get them some sort of attention. And now he says he's been tested positive for the bug. The interesting thing was the selfie he took, it did look like a hospital or doctor's office, and he didn't look very good. So, hey, you know, Darwinism at its finest. This woman posted, they say only cockroaches would survive a nuke. That's false. If the entire world was incinerated and reduced to nothing more than a hostile, barren wasteland, thoughts would still be undressing, trying to exploit it for clout on Instagram. And here we have a young woman in not much, but mostly hidden. I stay home for my family, healthcare workers, humanity, and you. Hey, you know what? So do I. But I have my clothes on. I bet all of you are doing the same thing, yet you have your clothes on. So what's the point? Again, it's, and actually, there was another guy that responded to this that said, yeah, I put up this exact same phrasing in a tweet 2 weeks ago. So thanks for doing literally nothing unique. Taking my tweet and just putting it on cardboard and standing behind it wearing not much. So again, you can see how it's, please pay attention to me. Please, oh please, pay attention to me. Because this is what everybody's doing. You're not unique or special. Sorry. And here we go from Gender Studies for Men. John Davis, DLLM. And he wrote an article, I guess, the bug should not be more important than my needs as a non-binary girl power. Yeah, and you look at the article and it's literally got nothing. It's again, the last gasping breaths of people pleading. I know there's so much else to think about and worry about right now, but please, please pay attention to me. I'm suffocating over here without your attention. This is kind of an interesting, I got this on Reddit. I got two of these off Reddit, actually. And it's an interesting one where I guess a guy's on a dating profile and he matches with a girl and he took a snapshot of one of her screens and it says bio, I'm a broke college kid. So if you want to be my sweetheart, my Venmo is, and then he gives out a Venmo address. So he says, so you're looking for some money. And she says, yes, sir, with a smiley face. He says, I can't help you out. Or he said, I can help you out. She said, okay, what's the catch? I want you to take your computer, create a resume, and apply for a job. We need more of that. We need more of the shutdowns and the turnaways. And I think with other people having things going on in their lives that they're more concerned about, I'm hoping people like this will not get any attention. Same thing with all the young guys that maybe did have a little bit of money. They may not be working right now. So all the thirsty people online, these young women that are on the OnlyFans and all that, they may not be getting any income right now. We'll see how far the desperation really goes. Here's another one. Fellas, this is the energy we need to bring in 2020. And a young girl sends a message to some guy. She says, you want to see my, you know, and the guy says, or you want to see my chest. There you go. And the guy says, nope. He accepted the request, said nope, and then unmatched. And then someone said, another guy gets a message, how big is that D? And the guy says, small, leave me alone. That's the attitudes we need to have going forward here. Here's our main story of the video. So I wanted to show you the others that, again, it's going to bring out the worst in some people. It's going to bring out the best in some people. And this dingbat that, dingbat was one of my father's favorite non-curse words. That was about the strongest he could say about someone. And his favorite one is this dingbat. So this guy that, if you watch the video I put up like 3 days ago, he ran his tongue down a whole row of deodorant. And he said, you know, who's scared of this bug? I'm a nasty MF. Anyway, he got caught. A lot of people went to looking for him because this kind of thing really agitates people. Because if my mother were still out shopping or doing something along that line, she says, hey, I need a stick of deodorant. And this idiot happens to have it. And she picks that up, puts it down, and then happens to, you know, touch her face or something like that. And she got sick at 75. I'd lay the dude out. So anyway, they got him and they charged him with a very strong, you'll see, I'll highlight the words here for you if you're looking right there. He got the big old scary threat. I can't say those words, but yeah. Anyway, he's looking at 3 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years for this stunt. Tell me they're not. Now, I think that's a little bit heavy handed to be sure, but I think what they're trying to do is send a message that if you do this, you're going to go down. So don't do this. And I think now what he'll actually serve maybe much, much less, but he's not getting a ticket. So they're really trying to impress upon you, don't do things like this. A Warrington man was charged with making a bad threat after he filmed himself licking a bunch of items at Walmart. Who's afraid of the bug? Cody Pfister, 26, taunts in a video he later posted for social media. The video spread around the world, and Warrington police said in a statement the department had been contacted by people in the Netherlands, Ireland, and the UK. That's crazy. So I guess a lot of people said, hey, I'm going to look and see if I can investigate where this came from, and they found out. We take these complaints very seriously and would like to thank all those who reported the video so the issue could be addressed, police said in a statement. The video appears to have been filmed on March 11th at the Warrington store, according to court records. Pfister was taken into custody this week, and Warren County prosecutors charged him today. It's a low-level charge, but again, they're talking 3 to 5 years. Bizarrely, this is not the first person to get in trouble with the police for licking surfaces, as a public health officials beg people to wash their hands, keep at least 6 feet apart, and avoid touching their faces in hopes of slowing the bug. The manager of the grocery store in Wisconsin called police after a woman licked the door handle to a freezer, reportedly to protest the bug. How does that protest the bug? While a manager was disinfecting the store. How does that protest anything? Jeez. You know, like I said, it's going to bring out the worst and it's going to bring out the best. He was booked into Warrington County without bond. He has previous convictions that are not good. So it's not his first time to the rodeo. As you could tell, he didn't seem to be very bright to begin with. But, you know, the whole thing out of this is, again, that this is going to bring out the best and the worst in people. And I think we're going to see, I've got a email from one of my viewers here that mentioned something that was really interesting that I'm going to do for my next Joker's Wild, like Q&A. And I thought it was a really good story, but it also reminds me of this a little bit, that, you know, the longer this is going to go on, I think the more that some people are going to become desperate. Other people are going to step it up a little bit, and other people are just basically going to be completely useless. So we'll see. We'll see. I think this is definitely going to, as the old expression goes, separate the wheat from the chaff. In other words, it's going to separate the good from the bad here. And just make sure that you guys are watching out for yourselves, being vigilant, you know, stay alert, know what's going on. And no matter what you do, if you do go out at all, make sure that you're being mindful of your hands and soap and everything else. I've got a friend that is a doctor up in New Jersey, just about 5 miles across the river there from Manhattan and New York City. And she said that it's bad. Like, they're getting a lot of cases there in Jersey, and things in New York are really, really going south. So, you know, whether you want to call it I've had some people call this some crazy conspiracy. You'd have to have one really amazing conspiracy to make 170 countries close all their borders and change all their laws overnight. And to get them to all coordinate this would be quite a task. We can't even get our own Democrats and Republicans to agree on a simple bill. So, you know, but it's here. And, you know, we just have to be aware of it. And I think, you know, some people say, well, I don't want to talk about this stuff. But, you know, for me to sit on here and talk about, I don't know, 7 ways, you know, women can be annoying. It just seems a little silly and pedantic right now. And I think there's other topics that are more prevalent. And not only that, but things may actually change after this. And I genuinely mean that. Some of you may disagree with me, but I think things may change. How? I'm not exactly sure. But we're seeing in the next video that I'm going to do for you guys, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But yeah, some things are going to change, I think. And whether that's at least for the next couple of years or whether it's in a long haul, that's yet to be known. But this is going to be a pivotal moment in many ways, insofar as government, insofar as other things. So it'll be interesting to see. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you for all of those that have. I do really appreciate it. But again, as always, the best way to support me is to like, comment, and share. The most important is if you like the video, like it. If you don't, then put a thumbs down. I'm fine with that. But that is just a tip. It's just a thank you for putting the video out there. It's the best way that you can help me is just by clicking that little thumbs up And if you feel strongly enough about something, leaving a comment. That's really all I ask, guys. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, do stupid things, win stupid prizes. Thank you.